What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. This is Brielle, and take it away with Jason Scheer.
Thank you, Brielle. I appreciate it. This is Jason Scheer again with the Wildcat Scoop podcast. Senior editor of WildcatAuthority.com, and usually I have a podcast that reviews the game from the previous weekend. I did not have one for the San Diego State game. Number one, you didn't want to hear it, and number two, I went to the Lute Olson Memorial, and by the time that got done, I got home and all that, I figured that the timeliness of everything mixed with the fact that Arizona got run off the field was something that you didn't really want to deal with. So with that being said, kind of going to shift focus, not to NAU, but to the big announcement that Jed Fish had on Monday. Normally, again, I'd break down the entire presser, but the reality is there was just one thing that stood out, and that's the fact that Will Plummer is Arizona's starting quarterback for NAU. You know, it's interesting because I watched the BYU game, and I came away thinking that Wall Gunnar Cruz wasn't spectacular. He was good enough in that he would probably be good enough for Arizona's offense at what it wanted to do this season. I came away from the San Diego State game saying that there was no way they could start Gunnar Cruz again. And I'll explain that difference with the caveat that I think what people sometimes get carried away with college football is there's a difference between the player and the kid. Gunnar Cruz is a very good kid. He's a great interview. He's honest. He's confident, etc. The problem is sometimes that stuff doesn't necessarily lead to success on the football field. And I rewatched the San Diego State game, and even watching it live, it was clear that Gunnar Cruz's confidence or willingness to take a risk in order to make a mistake just wasn't there. And I think that Jed Fish said it well at the press conference, where he said a lot of it is timing, accuracy, etc., where maybe he made the right decision, generally speaking, but the timing was off, like that pass to Alex Lyons, who was wide open. The timing was off, caused an interception. Should Alex Lyons have caught it? Maybe. But the ball was still behind him, and it didn't need to be. You know, checking down on plays that didn't necessarily need it to be checked down on because Gunnar wasn't confident enough to throw the ball downfield. Very few balls thrown downfield, and when you threw it downfield, they just weren't really accurate. A lot of it is confidence. To me, you know, if you go back and listen to our podcast during camp or what we wrote, etc., the biggest issue with Gunnar Cruz was the fact that he held on to the ball too long. And we wondered what that would look like against an opposing defense where, yeah, you know, it's different in Arizona practice where you're not allowed to hit and all that. And what we saw with San Diego State is that's a team that's going to blitz maybe more than any team Arizona will face all year. But Arizona had no answer for it. And it's not only Gunnar Cruz's fault. The offensive line needs to improve as well. But the problem is that when you watch the game, Gunnar Cruz just wasn't able to process everything quickly enough, which is the same problem he had during camp. And so what happens is the offense stalls. They're going three and out, three and out, three and out. And the reality is probably that Jed Fish stuck with him longer than he should have. Jed Fish said he went into halftime, had a discussion, said, you know what, let's give him the opening drive and go from there, three and out, and that's Gunnar. Jed Fish said today that he went back and basically watched the game, and I don't want to say he killed Gunnar Cruz, but it was probably the most honest that Fish has been about a quarterback decision. And part of this is his fault. And I think that he would agree with that in the sense that, you know, he's the one that chose this quarterback situation. Like, he's the one that decided to go with Gunnar Cruz. And basically his quote was as follows. He said he watched the game. You know, I asked him, is it the offensive line or is it the quarterback? And he said, you know, quote, could the quarterback have gotten the ball off on time and not gotten hit? Could we have run a better route, which therefore would not have allowed him to get hit? Early in the game, we had missed opportunities that resulted in hits, resulted in scrambles, resulted in negative plays, throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage, things we shouldn't have done. That, to me, is what I look for. I think the quarterback position is about decision-making, timing, and accuracy. Okay, did he make a good decision? Well, if it takes too long, no. Was he accurate? The ball behind Alex's lines? Could he have caught it? Maybe. The decision-making was good, the timing okay, the accuracy off. And to be honest, I'm not sure the decision-making was good. I think that maybe because he didn't really turn the ball over as much, you could say that it was good. But part of the decision-making for me is being able to read the routes and the opposing defense and all that. And Cruz just did not have it against San Diego State. And you watch BYU, and it was a kind of a soft defensive coverage that was okay giving Cruz the stuff in the small yardage, where San Diego State said, no, we're not even giving you that. And when teams watch film on San Diego State and what they did, every team's going to do that. Maybe not with the same blitz ratio, but just the fact of what they're going to do, where they're going to say, we're not giving him anything, and Cruz has to read the defense. Now, the obvious question is will Plummer the answer? And I'm not sure that he is. I think that the key difference between Plummer and Cruz is the fact that Plummer is willing to take more risks. He has moxie, so to speak, where, yeah, maybe he can't get that ball in there, but he's going to try. And the problem was, during fall camp, that led to way too many interceptions. And so, you know, when I said that I understood Fish's decision of going with Cruz, it was because when you compared the two, Cruz had less turnovers in fall camp. Turns out the reason why is because he didn't take any risks. Now you have to say to yourself, am I willing to go with Will Plummer and take the occasional risk that comes with it, take the occasional turnover in order to move the ball down the field? And the answer now becomes yes. And what will happen this week against NAU is, no matter who they start at quarterback, he's going to have a good game. No offense to the Lumberjacks, they're not a good team. Arizona is going to blow out NAU. At least I hope they do. You know, that'll be a whole different podcast. But so what you do is you go with the quarterback that you feel will do the best job against Oregon moving forward, because you're not going to bench a quarterback how he does against Oregon either, because Oregon's too good of a football team. So you have to assume that whatever quarterback Jed Fish chose for NAU is going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. And the decision was made that Plummer is that guy. And I think what it is the fact that Plummer gets the ball out of his hands quicker, and he throws the ball downfield and at least keeps the opposing defense honest. San Diego State didn't need to stay honest because they knew that Gunnar Cruz wasn't reading stuff and throwing the ball downfield. Plummer caught him on that touchdown to Cunningham because at least he can throw the ball downfield. He's not going to take as many sacks. He has better legs and run recognition than Cruz does. Is he the answer? I'm skeptical because of the fact that he turns the ball over quite a bit. He did in high school as well. But I do think that he is probably the best answer on the roster right now. Now, Jed Fish said that throughout the week, he's going to give Jordan McLeod some more opportunities to kind of move up the depth chart. To me, that insinuates, and again, I'm not saying for fact because we don't know how practice is going to go, that insinuates that by the end of this week, by the NAU game, Cruz could have already fallen to third on the depth chart. And when you're third on this depth chart, I know that's a long season, but you got to think that Gunnar Cruz has a lot of work to do to get another snap at Arizona. Now, maybe Will Plummer's just awful this Saturday against NAU, but again, I just don't see that happening. Jordan McLeod, talking to sources close to the program, was a guy where they felt had he gotten to campus in spring, he would have been the starting quarterback, where his biggest problem was recognition in terms of Jed Fish's playbook. Fish's playbook is extensive. It's not necessarily complicated. It's very large, though. Will Plummer told us that he has 200-some-odd plays on his wristband. And the biggest issue with McLeod was the ability to pick up those plays and run the offense that the way that Jed Fish wanted. Well, fast forward, and now you're 3 weeks into the season, basically, and you've now given Jordan McLeod 3 more weeks to learn the offense, and really longer than that because they didn't name the quarterback, the day before the BYU game or anything like that. They knew in advance. And so my guess is, by what he said today, is Jed Fish hopes that Jordan McLeod has caught up and his ability to learn the offense will at least give him some reps in the NAU game. So we might still have a quarterback situation, controversy of sorts, but it could be between Plummer and McLeod. Now, McLeod is different. Now, what I said before camp was Plummer and Cruz are pretty similar at the end of the day. Maybe one slightly better than the other. Maybe they bring a couple different things, but it's not like one is a dynamic runner. McLeod is the most experienced of the three and probably has the best legs of the three. But the issue is picking up the offense. So now you have a situation where maybe Plummer isn't all that great, and McLeod comes in and kind of takes the offense over and does well. Well, now who are you starting against Oregon? It might wind up being Jordan McLeod. I would be surprised. I think Plummer gets a few games as a starter, but could absolutely see a situation where McLeod earns himself more and more reps in the next few weeks. Cruz is the guy where I think is kind of working from behind right now. Got his opportunity. Plummer and McLeod haven't really gotten theirs, so it's kind of difficult for you to say, hey, Cruz is going to be right back starting in a few weeks. You know, it's a tough situation because I don't think Arizona's offense as a whole is working for a variety of reasons. I don't think it's all on Gunnar Cruz. I think the offensive line pass protection isn't great. Was it good enough? Yeah, I mean, there were times where if you look, especially early in the game against San Diego State, where the offensive line did its job and Cruz just wasn't recognizing what was in front of him. I don't think that'll happen as much with Plummer, but, you know, we'll kind of see. We're not going to find out this week. And I think it's a good thing because I think that the goal will be to get Plummer confidence. I think the goal will be to get the running backs confidence. The running game has been awful. It's harder for the running game to succeed when you're working from behind like they were against San Diego State, and San Diego State is loading the box. Teams could wind up doing that as well. NAU may decide to load the box and make Plummer throw on them. That's a situation I could definitely see happening. I don't think it'll work this week. I think Arizona's got better talent, but it's absolutely a situation that wouldn't surprise me. So the quarterback situation got somewhat of an answer today with in terms of will Plummer Gunnar Cruz, but there's still a lot of questions. Is Plummer the guy the rest of the season? Is he good enough to say to the coaching staff, hey, I am better than Gunnar Cruz, you made the right decision? Or now is Jordan McLeod kind of lurking in the back? And I said this on the message board. I'm not convinced the answer to quarterback is on this roster. It could be Noah Fifita. I think what can happen is, you know, look, if Gunnar Cruz doesn't get a snap the rest of the year or gets limited snaps, does he stay at Arizona? You know, if Jordan McLeod doesn't get snaps, does he stay at Arizona? Most likely not, and that's not a knock on them. That's just how quarterback situations work. I mean, had Jed Fish named a starter earlier and this situation not been what it is now, it wouldn't have surprised anyone if Will Plummer or Jordan McLeod had already transferred. But the timing of it just didn't allow that to happen. So if I'm Arizona, do I say, look, one of these guys is going to be here, and you go and you get kind of a graduate transfer, one-year type of guy to bridge the gap while the others compete, or while Noah Fifita is able to kind of get a year under his belt and get some snaps and split some time? Because at the end of the day, it's difficult to be a successful true quarterback in college football as a freshman. Sorry, a true freshman quarterback. It's not easy, even for the best quarterback. That's not a knock on Noah Fifita at all. I like him a lot as a prospect. It is just a daunting task to come in, whether it's spring, summer, whatever it may be, and be successful because it's such a big jump no matter what league difficulty you play in. He plays in a great league, but it's still, you know, this is Pac-12 football we're talking about. So I'm not convinced that the quarterback answer's on the current roster, but hey, we're going to find out. I think Fish made the right decision. I think we kind of saw all that we could see from Cruz, and it was time to move on. So we'll see if, you know, I'm right. We'll see if Jed Fish is right. We'll have a podcast later in the week previewing the NAU game, which Arizona obviously should win. Then again, I predicted them to beat San Diego State, but if they lose to NAU, that's a whole different ballgame. So with that being said, thanks for joining me on this podcast. I'm Jason Shear, senior editor of Wildcat Authority. Shout out to Brielle for the introduction. She's doing better since her car accident. Got to go to her first chiropractor's appointment. So that's my life update. And once again, thanks for joining me.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!